are continuing with our shiurim on Das El Binyan Ariel. Sorry, Binyan Ariel Kuf Chav Hei. On Daf Kuf Chav Hei. So we're right in the middle of a shtickle called Seder Tikkun HaBirurim V'Hamshachat HaMochim B'Kol Patsi Atzilus. So we explain how this is the main function of all avodas Hashem, is to raise up the birurim and to rectify the world of Atzilus. So we're in Ois, in the middle of Ois Samech Aleph on Kuf Chaf He. So let's go. Second paragraph. Az Nivdavgu Atik Venukve Letaken Biruri Arich Anpin Venukve Shinisharu Bimkomam. So what's going to happen over here as we're coming down now? So we spoke about the Aliyah, all the Biruring going up and up and up and up until they go up to the highest place called the Ab, and the Ab the Sag. And those two Bechinas of Ab the Ab and Ab the Sag are now going to make a Zivug. And that's going to now bring down new Shefa, right? Like two parents coming together, making a child. That's the new Shefa. Due to that, they're able now, with that new Shefa, to shower down onto the next Paltzuf, which is available. So you have all the Paltzuf, which are downward. Let's go from top to bottom, which is Atik, and then Nukva, Vatik, then Arich, and Nukva the Atik, and then Abba, and then Ima, and Zav, and Nukva. So now all of them are going to be showered now with all this new Shefa. So after the Zivuk, the Shefa goes down to Atik and Nukva, and that induces them to make a Zivug. And due to that, Avaita, the process continues, that they're going to have now a Zivug and produce a Vlad, which is called the new Shefa. And that new Shefa is going to go trickle down to the parts of which is below it, called Arir and Nukve. And guess what? They are also, on their own side, are going to make a Zivuk. Arich is going to make a Zivuk with Nukve, with his wife. And they're going to be Mashpir on Abba Ve'ima, and so on and so forth. That's the Bahalach. So let's see that again. Vaz Yizdavdu Atik Ve'Nukve Litzaken Biru Ra'al Champim Ve'Nukve Shinisharu Bimkomam. So Atik is going to make a Zivuk and shower down the new Birurim and make a tikkun via this new shefa coming down to Arich, and then Arich is going to make a zivug. V'nitkinu partzufeyem sham aridei hitchabrot chelkema uben shalehem. Now, what he's going more into depth now. Now, as the shefa is coming down from Atik to Arich Ampin and Nukve, what's happening exactly? We said that Arich is going to receive a tikkun, a rectification. Now, precisely what does that mean? That means as follows, as we explained beforehand, that every partzuf is chaser mi'ikara. Every partzuf is lacking. As we are lacking, the partzufim are lacking. So how do you mashlim this lack? How do you fill in this lack? And that by giving them two koichas. What are these koichas called? One is called Ma Chadash, and the other one is called Ben Chadash, as opposed to Ben Ayosha. So these two koichas are going to come down with this new shefa from Atik, and then implant itself into the partzuf of Arich. So the Arich now will now have two additional components called Ma Chadash and Ben Chadash. V'ubaofen shama omed biyamino ben bismolon. Where are they placed? Ma is going to be on the right hand side of Atik, and Ben is going to be on the left hand side. And that would end up that Ma is going to be on the male side, and Ben is going to be on the female side. And that's Now, as we know, since these partsufim are so high, Atik and Arin are so high, therefore, be'etzim, there's no differentiation between, no technical differentiation between the tzad of Zacha and the tzad of Kevam. They're so high that the level of yichud between them are considered to be one. Masha Enken, when we get lower into the lower partsuf, and we said many times, when Abba Ve'ima, you see like they split into two different, completely partsufim. And zun, I mean za venukve, that means a completely two different parts of Masha Enkin, when with our stage of Ivarchapin, they're one and the same. Now Malachain Mitakinim dinim and nukve the archampim mitchabuta parts of Echam imazach the archampim ve'enu yotzim lifol kivan she'enu baim lidei gilui benifrad bifnei atzmo. And therefore, automatically, as we know, that the tzad zacha is always the tzad of chesed, the tzad lekeva is always the tzad of gvura. And therefore, our the avoda is to be mamtik, and all the chassidus svarim are full of this. I'm takas adinim, and this is what it means that the zohar, which is chesed, has to be mamtik the dinim should be nukve. That he has to be mamtik, which all the dinim which are in the left hand side. So therefore, since these parts of them are united at the tachlis of unity, like Atik and Archampin, automatically the patsufim of Nukva will receive her tikkun shebetachlis atikkun, because again it's habahotalia. Since the yichud is very stark, therefore the tikkun is very stark. Therefore, it comes out that the anhaga which is spilling out from Archampin to the lower Partsuf is going to be kulu chesed. Again, why? Because the dinim which officially were there in the tzad the nukva are gone. ולעל בישו, החמפים ונוכבי, שבת תחתונות, דעתיק כנם. Again, a separate point, that how are they מתלבש vis-a-vis החמפים? So we can say that Al-Zampim's whole entire Paltzuf is going to be lying on the seven spheres of Atik. So you can just imagine two cylinders. The internal cylinder is called Atik. The exterior cylinder is called Archampim. So the exterior cylinder is placed over and around the internal cylinder, which is Atik, from its Zayin Tachtonim, from its, let's say, throat downwards. So all you have, if you look at from the outside, you'll see that the Keser Chochma Bina of Atik is peeping out from the cylinders, and you do not see the Zayin Tachtonim of Atik because they're covered over by Arech. Next paragraph. V'az nivzavgu Archampi v'nuk v'litakim v'urim v'abba v'yirin shiro v'mkoma. And thereby, as we said, the process is as follows. As soon as the new Partsuf, which is in our case Archampi, receives its Shefa, it induces it in it a Zivu. And therefore, the Sheva comes out from Archampim, and therefore is able to mevarer the birurim which are found, the birurim of Abba ve'Ima, which are there in its place. Venitkenu partzufeihem v'itchabru ma'uben shel kol echad mehem kesede hanaot lahem. And as we said earlier, up by Archampim, the same process by Abba ve'Ima. Abba ve'Ima will receive its tikkun. Now, how do we define that? Again, by saying Abba v'Ima will receive two additional koichos, called Ma'achadash uben achadash, shem shnei parzufim ponim zeleze v'dvukim v'dvukim yachad b'kheisam. Now, how do they look? They look as follows. They look a bit different than the other parzufim. The other parzufim, as we said, Atik and Nukve and Archampi and Nukve are really one parzuf. When it comes to Abba v'Ima, the two parzufim are actually facing each other, face to face. So, Oma bishim lemin v'lesmol da'archampin kinal migoron shebo adchazan. So we already learned the relationship between Archampin and Atik. Now the relationship between Abba v'Ima ben Arich is as follows: that Abba v'Ima will be malbish, will be, that means lying upon. The Goron, from the Goron of Arich Ampin until his Tibor, until the Chazan, to be more specific, until the Chazan. So therefore they're considered to be a Patsuf Kotzre Kama. That's what the Loshon Zohar is, means it's a short Patsuf. So all we're going to see from them is, from, if you look at Arich, Imagine Arich. Imagine from the throat of Arich, that's the starting point of Abba Vima. Abba on the right hand side of Arich, Ima on the left hand side of Arich, until the Chaz, until the end of the chest. Well, until actually the one third down the chest. That's where the Chaz is. That is the positioning of Abba Vima. As Nivdagu Abba Vima, then Abba Vima make a zivuk. Deliktakin Bihur Yisrael Saba Vitvuna Shinishram Bim Komam. And then through the process of Abba Vima receiving the Shefa, they will now in turn make a zivuk. And that will be Mashpia and Metakin the Biruim of Yisrael Saba and Tvuna Shinishram Bim Komam. Vetikuno Liparsufim Bechabrut Chelke Maum Ben. Shilayim Kesedan Naot, and the same thing happens with them. They're going to be receiving also two new chalokim of Ma'uben, the Omdu Shnei Patsufim Panim Panim Vidvukim Bikresam, and their two Patsufim means Yisrael Saba and Tvuna also will be taking this very similar position as Abba V'ima. That means Yisrael Saba will be underneath Abba, and Tvuna will be underneath Ima. And they'll be facing each other, the exact same position, except they're just lower position. Where are they vis-a-vis Al-Khampin? So he says, Helbishu Al-Khampin Mechaza Shalo Adatibu. So they're going to be in the position where Abba V'ima stops. That's where they continue from Mechaza of Al-Khampin until the Tibu of Al-Khampin. Also short Tatsufim. Vazidavgo Yisrael Saba Tvuna. Then Yisrael Saba Tvuna going to make a zivu. Vitiknu libirurei zeampim vinuk vagdolim. Shem zav klalud nikra Yisrael. And therefore, by Abba V'ima, by Yisrael Saba receiving the Shefa, they make a zivuk, and therefore they'll be mashpia and able to mesaken the birurim of the next patsufim, which are called zeampin venukve, which are also called Yisrael and Rachel Gedoyla. When Yishal Bimkomam, Hitchabu Chalakim Ha'uben, Dzak, Seder, and Na'otlo, and also we'll find they're also going to receive the new additional Bechinas of Ma'uben, Vehibish Zah La'achampim Mitibu Shelo Velemata. And Zah will receive its, and Zah will be Malbish, where on Arich? Exactly where Yisrael Saba and Tuvuna end, that's where Zah is going to be Malbish, from the Tibu Ulimata, from the belly button of Al-Khampi all the way down to the floor. Okay, so I hope that's clear. That's the general and Poshut Halbosha. Amkus, it looks a bit different, but we're not going to go into that right now. Actually, Abba V'ima, and actually all the Patsufim go all the way down to the bottom. But Poshut Pesha, we're just going to say, as he's saying, that Abba V'ima go from the Goron of Al-Khampi until the Chazim. Yisrael Saba Tvuna start from the Chaz of Al-Khampin until the Tibul, and then Zeampin will take over. Zeampin will be Mashbish Balbish from Arir's Tibul until Raglaim of Arir. Okay, next page. Kuf Chavav. As Nizdavgu Zun Agedolim. At that point, then, when the Shefa reaches Zun, they're going to make a Shefa. They're going to make a Zivug, sorry. And be Mashpia on the next part, which calls Yaakov Rachel. Vitiknu libiruri Yaakov Rachel Shem Nukva Klolis de Atzilos and Nika Rachel Akolelis. And she's going to be known as Rachel Stam, or more appropriately, she's considered to be as Rachel the Yaakov. Yaakov Rachel. Shinish Robim Komemai Zea Aza, excuse me, Vitchabru Chelkem Oben, the Nukve de Zak, said not low, Velbish about of Zak, Kolil, Mechazeshalom Mata Sovatilut. So where is she going to be exactly? She's going to be Malbish on Za, where? From the Chaze of Za down to his feet, which is really Beetim down to the lowest part of Atsilus. That's where it is. Okay, so Yaakov actually is going to be on the opposite side of Rachel. Yaakov is on the front of Zah, and Rachel is on the back of Zah. But again, all from the Chaz of Zah down to his legs. כל אלו התלבשותיות הנזכרות שמלבישים הפרצום זה בזה, היינו בכל צדיהם מסביב, פה נבחו. Now we say in front, that's where the primary position is, but you have to know that they're really encircled, like all this, like this dugma we give, all these cylinders, one around the other. That's the way all you have to imagine all these parzufim are one around the other. באופן שכולם ילבישים זה וזה בתוך זה, וראש עליונים מגולים למעלה. And the only thing you think is peeping out is the head. The head of Atik, the head of Arich, and so on and so forth. That's in a general sense. Let's continue. Next paragraph. Hine. Misham lemata ein od tikunim al seder naot. Again, hine. Misham lemata ein od tikunim al seder niskar ki hare amusag shel tikun ein shayach ela ba'olam atzilut. Sha'arei kol elu at chelkei habirurim shenavlu lemata bevirei yetzia asiya אבו מתחילה בגבול הצילות האלוקות. וצריכים לעזור לשם לתקן. וסדר התיקון, אם הוא כנזכר אל, שבכל פרצוף ופרצוף הצילות נתקנים חלקי בן שלו על ידי חלקי מה. והרי סוף התחלקות העשר ספירות דמה ועשר ספירות דבן הוא רק עד תחתית הצילות. ואין שם מה מספשת ואין שם מה מספשת משם ולמטה, רק חלקי בן שנשברו ונופלו ונתפרצו בבחינותיהם בביה כנעם. ולכן המאחר שאין שם בן במראית העשייה לא שר שם המושג של תיקון. מה גם שעצם היות עולמות בריאת העשייה עולמות של פירוד ולא עולמות של אלוקות לא שר בהם תיקון כלל, שהרי עצם מציאותם הוא קלקול ולא תיקון, מיהת ולא חיים, קליפה ולא קדושה, ושם נתונים רק משברי הכלים רפח ניצוצים לשם לשם בן שנופלו מגבול הצילות לשם ונקברו שם תחת קרקע הצילות, והרי הם כמייסים הממתינים ליום הפיקודה, יום התחייה שלהם, שאז יעלו לעולם לעולה למעלה ותיקונו בפרצוף הצילות, רק שם שהיה תיקון ולא ביה. So what is he mentioning in this paragraph? Very simply, that all this mention of rectification only happens in the world of Atzilut. Right? That's where you have this powerful Shem called Ma'ach Hadash, which does the Tigunim. Now, when you go lower than that, then you have the world of Bia. Now, the world of Bia, you only have Ben. Remember, we only have the Shivrei Kalim down there, which is Ben. That's not Shaykh the world at all of Tikunim whatsoever. Next page, Kuf Chav Zayin. צריך לנו להודיע כי הרי, כי זה הרי, הרי רק בחיצוניות העולמות. שביו שלהם, שביעה שלהם, הם בבחינה פירוד ולא אחדות אלוקות. אבל פנימיות העולמות, ושם גם עולמות ביעה הם אלוקות, אין בהם שום חיזור מאותם שישנם בביעת החיצוניות. יש גם המשכת מוחים הם, כמו עולם הצילות. I think a tremendous, this is the רשש already, לא פשוט פשעת בכלל, but the רשש is מחדש, a tremendous, tremendous חידוש, and the חידוש is as follows. We just made a clear definition, a differentiation between the world of Atzilut and the world of Bria. World, ma nafkamina? Nafkamina would be in the world of Atzilut, the Shayach, Tikkunim, rectifications, aliyahs, and so on and so forth. Abirurim, rectifying the Paltzufim, Maz and Benz. Ma she'enkin, when you get the world of Bria, and Bria, Yetziasia, the lower world, that's not Shayach Tikkunim. There it's a world of Tohu, chaos, Shvira, Misa. And therefore, the only thing you can do is fish it out from there, all the Shivrei Kelim, until they get into the world of Atzilut, then you can start the Tikkun process. But he says as follows. Rashash says that's all talking about the external parts of the world of Bi'ah. External parts of the world of Bi'ah. Ma she'ein kein, when you get to the internal worlds, the internal parts, the internal elements of the world of Bria, Yitzirah, Siyah, then it is Shayach, the process of Tikkun, which is a tremendous Chiddush. Because L'chola, you don't look at the Pinimis, you look at the Chitzonis. The Chitzonis is full of Mazikim, Klippas, Misa, Shvira, and that's not a place where you do Tikkunim. So, Avapikain, even though the world of Bia Apinimius is inside of the world of Bia the Chitzonius, Zokter, says the Rashash, it's still Shayach Tikkun. Tremendous Chiddush. Let's continue. Ois Samer Beis, on page Kuf Chav Zayin, Seder Tikkun Kitzat Shalomot Bria Yitziyasiyah. So, he's going to continue on this theme that there is Tikkunim in the world of Bia. Olam, gam be'olam ha'briya yetzias yashar be'em tikkun kitzat. He calls it tikkun kitzat. Now this is really the lashon of the Arizal. I've seen this in Shah Kavanos at the beginning. In the beginning of the Dushim over there in Shah Kavanos, there he speaks about the tikkun kitzat. Bo, shekasher nidkan atzilut kechol aseder. Now once you do the complete tikkunim of the atzilus, as patzuv ha'atzilut mi'irim ha'ara lemada bebriyat yasira. So once you've done all the tikkunas we listed out beforehand, then they in turn turn over, as they say, turn around, and the mei'ir, and they shine down into the world of tohu, the world of chaos, which is called the world of bia. And that's what he meant, that there is a tikkun, because they shine back, they turn around, they shine back, and they mevarir the shivar kelim and the rafach nitzutim, the 288 nitzutim that are applicable to the sign malachim that broke over there. Hagam she'ein ze nefshav tikkun le'erer tikkun mushlam anase be'olam be'alot be'urim be'olam atzilut. And even though this is not considered to be tikkun at all compared to the tikkun we make in atzilut, but nevertheless, on its own right, its own merit, it's still considered to be a k'tzat tikkun. V'inenehu shigam ha'olamot b'riya asiyasiya sider ma'atzil b'madrigateyem ki'en tzedah shel patzufin zeh lemala zeh mezeh zeh lemala b'zeh. Also in the world of Bia, you also have the same formation of the patzufim, one above the other, as we explained. V'nishba shefa b'hem b'zeh lezeh, and each one is mashpia one to the other, olim zeh mezeh, and they go up as well, the same process. V'chein cholchim midbarim nitkinim madrega madrega עד שעולים לאצילות העליון ונתקנים לגמרי, until all of them go out from the world of Bia into the world of Atzilut, where it gets its proper tikkunim. Good. Next, סמך גימא. תחילה תיקון בירורים לכל פרצופי מחשבה של פרצוף עליון ממנו. Now, every time we mention birurim, remember? What is this word? This is a very crucial word because we see it maybe a billion times in the Arizal. So we have to get clear on the definition. So birurim means, as he's defining right now, are the shivrei kelim, number one. Number two, rafach nitzutim, 288 nitzutim. Of what? Which are applicable to the zayim malachim that fell into the three worlds, Bria, Yitziyasiya. All that is defined as Birurim. Now, that's very important, remember that. V'atam, ki avodabem, v'atikun shalayim, em hu livarim. Now, why are they called Birurim? Because we have to choose the good from the bad. Birur means borer, v'loshon borer, we know Shabbat, from choosing the good from the bad. That's when Nitzutim, let's say, the good. Everything is be'erichin, again, everything is good. Everything is kodesh, but some are more attached than the others. Now, therefore, the kedosha, as we call the holy sparks, we have to withdraw them from the klippas. That's called the ma'aseh biur. That's why they call biur. In a biur, the le'yosh noflu limata bibri yate asiya shisha makom klippa the psolet rav, and then koach ha'mitzvot shanu asim hu b'chirat הטוב ודחיית הרע והביאו בין האמת לשקן אנו מבררים חל חלקים מאותם הכלים ניצוצים מעלים אותם להצילו ולתקן. So that, again, everything that we do, again, every single thing that we do, every single avoda that I'm possibly imaginable, which is every, it takes up every single day of our life, which whether it is davening on a ne'ilah Yom Kippur or drinking a cup of coffee in the morning or doing chesed or giving tzedakah, all of these are doing the exact same thing of vimale the birurim, that means the heilige nitzutzos that fell down into the lower world, you're bringing them up and out from them, you're doing what's called a meiser birur. Remember that, it's very important. Over the page, kuf chav ches. Olam. לא רק על שם השלב הראשון של הבירור המקדושה בתוך הרע שבבריאה הציעשייה אנו מתייחסים לשברי כלים רפח ניצוצים את שם הבירורים אלא גם על שם כל שלב ושלב שבעלייתם מפני שהם חוזרים ומתבארים ומתלבנים ונתקנים יותר מכל מדרגה מדרגה שהם עולים. Now even though we make it sound simple that what are we doing exactly? We're just raising up these holy sparks from the world of Bi'ah to the world of Atzilut. There you go, finished. No, it's not really that simple. There are actually multiple stages until you get from the lower worlds to the higher worlds. And he's pointing out that every single stage of that Aliyah, quote unquote, which is called the Aliyah Zman, has a title of Biur. So it's not only the final process of getting out, but rather all the intermediary stages of Aliyah is also called, defined by Birurim. Okay, remember that. Buhu ki kavar bi'alnu she'olim birurim ba'atzilut memadrega lamadrega mepartzuf partzuf v'kol partzuf nitkanim birurim shel partzuf shel mat mimenu. As we know that the success and the tikkunim, the rectification of the lower partzufim are dependent on the partzuf of the higher partzuf. Like a child is dependent on his parents to nurture him, to give him what he needs, whether it's spiritual or material. Same thing with partzufim. Remember, always take it back to the realistic, our material world. So same thing with the partzufim. The lower partzufim will need their nourishment, and the success and the rectification will be all dependent on the higher partzufim, which each one vis-a-vis on their stage are going to be called Abba Ima, and Zun will be the bonim of the Abba Ima. Okay? כי בתחילת עולים ברורים לכל פרצוף בבחינת המחשבה של פרצוף שמעליו לבחינת המחשבה של פרצוף שמעליו והוא בחינת חבד אותו הפרצוף ושם במחשבה יתברר כולו והיא כפעולת מחשבה לעולם היא לברר וכנודע שכאשר אדם לומד תורה ועולים במחשבתו כל מיני צדדים אפשריות בהבנת סוגיה באופן שמחשבתו הוא מעיין, מדייק ופלפל וכאשר מתרץ מיישב ומפרש עד שמברר את המת משקע וישב על הסוגיה מלבנה כסמלה לכן תחילת בירור של החלקים בכל פרצוף הוא מבחינת המחשבה של הפרצוף שמעליו ושם זריק פסולת לשחי בר שדוחה מחשבה את הפסולת מברר וקולטת את הטוב להיות כל אלו הבירור מחלקי שברי הכלים ובחף רווח ניצוצים של שבע מלכי קדם לכם יש בהם שח מיני ניצוצים דין והוא כי שבע פעמים אדם הוא בגמרת חייה שינתדבב עם שחושם שומהי בדבינה שממנו יצאו למלוך המשך ובכל פרט שבמשך אלו יש טוב רע לכן במחשבה נדחים לחוץ שח ניצוצים עדים ופסולת ונשבר ונשאר הטוב ומבורר בסוד טיפים ארוכים שוב יורדים מבורים אלו לסוד דאותו פרצוף ועל ידי זיווג ועל ידי זיווג עם נוקבי והריום והלידה מתבררים חלקים הם שלב אחרי שלב עד שמתבור שמהבורר ביות נעשה איבור הנולד והוא בחינת השפע והמוכים של הפרצוף התחתון. Okay, so now let me explain to you what he's saying over here. He's saying as follows, that the way the, he's getting to more detail now how this rectification process happens for the lower paltufim. Again, we say the lower paltufim are dependent on the higher paltufim. Now, how does that work exactly? So it works by the, again, we're going to split every paltuf into a gar and a vak. Into a gar and a vak. You know what I mean by that, right? So you have keter, chokhma, bina, or you consider that, you consider the gar to be the chokhma, bina. That's the same thing. And the vak is all from chesed down to malchus, right? So the two defining points is we see on the person. You have a head of a person, and then from the head downwards, I mean from the shoulders downwards, that's the other person, right? So you have what is that exactly? That's the intellect of the person. And the rest is the manifestation of all that intellect going to the body, and the body moves. That's the physicality of the body, physicality side of the body. That's the from the shoulders downwards, and then the intellect, the brains. That's the machshava. There's no actual physical movement over there inside the brain that we see, but rather it's all intellect. So one's spiritual, one's physical. You can sort of magdir it like that. But anyways. The point of the matter is that the lower paltuf will now gravitate and go upwards to the higher paltuf. Now, where exactly to the higher paltuf? To the gar of the higher paltuf. To the chokhmah bina dat of that paltuf. Now, why is it doing that? Because there's a rule. There's a rule in the Zohar. The Zohar tells, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai tells us a tremendous rule, and this is a very deep rule. And it's a very emphatic rule. B'machshava idbarir kula. That's what the Zohar says. What does that mean? With thought, everything is clarified. Interesting rule. You'd think it'd be something very powerful, Kabbalistic, with different shemes, but no. It's a very simple rule. And the truth is, everything which is emes is always very simple. Now, b'machshava idbarir kula means that the part of the tachton is going to go down, up, sorry, goes up to the machshava of the higher part, which is the gal. And through the gav, there is a process called machshava over there, and that machshava does the birul process. Simple as that. Okay, and once it receives, once it receives this birul, it then can come back down into its position, and then start working for itself. So let's talk about the paltuf of Abba Ima, and let's talk about the paltuf of Zun. So in order for Zun to get its final tikkunim, it must gravitate all the way up to the paltuf of Abba Ima, where, as we said, the chabad of Abba Ima. Why to the chabad of Abba Ima? Because that's where the strength of the machshava is created. The strength of the brains merging right-hand side, which is the chokhmah, and the left-hand side, which is the bina, combining together, which will have the power to do what's called machshava idbarir kula, which would able to take away all the negativity of that pasuf, and that negativity of that pasuf is called shach dinim, and that's what the Zohar says: zarik psolet the shach ivar, that there are shach, that means dinim, in the paltuf. That's the negativity of the paltuf, and through the machshava one is able to expel this negativity from the paltuf. So we aid in the process, right? Our kavanas are helping these paltufim do this, and that's our schar, and that's why we get schar, because that's the avodah of Hashem to mishtatif in the pu'ula of biruch. That's what the Kabbalists are always so busy about. They take so long about the tefillas because they're always concentrating on this principle of zarik psolet l'shachiva, to remove this negativity, remove all the dinim from the lower paltufim. And then once that process is done, then what the paltuf are allowed to do then yored birurim elu, the birurim will go back down into the paltufim, and therefore they're going to be able to make a zivug, and the vlad will be created, and then the new shlab of the birurim will happen, and so on and so forth and so on and so forth. That is a thing. Now, what I like to add over here, there's no point really starting the new shtickle right now, so I'll just add something, that whatever we're learning here, there's a cloud that b'sore erzel will come, that the Rizal uses this pasuk over and over again, and we find an Eyov, that he said, from my body I see all Elokus. I see all the spiritual world. Now, not only do we see that we see the actual formation of the physical world through our bodies, but rather also we see the internal processes that go into the Patsuf, and we find that as well down into this world. So therefore, if we're seeing a musik called B'machshava Itbarei Kula, and we see how powerful that machshava does, and is able to do this tremendous tikkunim of birurim, therefore we can obviously apply that over here in our case, that machshava Itbarei Kula, through the simple contemplation of anything you're doing, will have tremendous effects in the spiritual world. That's the way it works. That's the only thing we have in our capabilities. We can't do anything physical to affect the spiritual world unless we're doing what's called a mitzvah. So that's really our spiritual tools in order to affect the spiritual world. But otherwise, we're always using our machshava. The machshava is the tool we are able to use and we have to use in order to do a mitzvah. And therefore, when a person does a mitzvah without machshava, without kavana, the halacha is you're not yotze. According to some shittas, then machshava is me'akev. Machshava, that means the kavana me'akev. Somebody who's dreaming and not thinking of the first pasuk in Shema Yisrael, he's thinking about his car, he has to take it to the garage, and he's thinking about all these different thoughts, and he's not thinking with machshava, with kavana, first pasuk, you're not yotze. Why is that? You know why? The Alpi Pashta is because you haven't thought about the mitzvah. But Apisod, what we're learning today is that if you're not connected and you're not doing the Maisa Biur, and how do you do that? You can only do that by Machshava. So if your Machshava is not there, the Maisa Biur is not there, therefore you haven't done Gunish Migon, you haven't done anything therefore. That's the sort of year. Okay, so I think we'll stop it now, and next time we'll do Samech Dalit.